live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios. Brought to you by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Here's Bill Schmidt.
Oh. Welcome back to the program. It's SB Nation Radio with you here. My name is Bill Schmidt. Thanks for hanging out with us. There is too much at stake financially to not play college football, right? Well, maybe not. We'll get the latest here coming up momentarily. Right now, I'll give you a quick look at the show pod here on the Hungover Hangout, losing money in the Premier League. Sheffield United putting it on Chelsea. First 30 minutes, 2-0. It's only gotten worse from there. Here on SB Nation Radio, Jose Pardito will always keep you abreast of the winners here. 251 tonight, UFC on Fight Island. Great stuff coming out of the UFC tonight that you can check out as well. We're always inside the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios. When you need auto parts, O'ReillyAuto.com. Just a few clicks away, they offer convenient options for you to get your parts quickly. Order online at O'ReillyAuto.com and pick them up for free at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts stores. They'll even bring it out to your curbside, or you can click to have your parts delivered right to your door with free shipping on most orders over $35. Get your auto parts quickly at O'ReillyAutoParts.com. Visit O'ReillyAuto.com today. Joining us now here on SB Nation Radio, Brett McMurphy of Stadium Sports, one of the best in the business talking college football. Brett, appreciate the time today on a Saturday. Thanks for joining us.
No problem. Good afternoon.
Brett, as you talk to the folks and the decision makers that you know across college sports at this moment, we heard from Greg Sankey earlier today, commissioner of the SEC on ESPN Radio, saying he's not optimistic. Do you feel like in your heart of hearts we see college football come early September?
No, I don't. You know, back in April, I didn't think we'd end up having a season. I said, I hope I'm wrong, but I see it happening. There's too many question marks, too many issues. And it's not this simple, but it kind of boils down to this. You know, the university presidents ultimately are the ones that are going to make this decision, not the coaches, not the ADs, not the commissioners. And I just find it hard to believe that the university presidents, who usually are not risk takers, are going to say, you know what, it's not safe enough to bring back our entire student body on campus for on-campus classes, but it is safe enough to play football. And I don't think they will get to that point. And I think because of that, I think it's unfortunate. I don't think we have a season. Again, I hope I'm wrong. Mm-hmm. I do know we won't. If we do play a season, it won't be a 12-game season. It won't start on time. But if hopefully somehow, some way, we could get an 8 or 9 conference game schedule and maybe have some sort of playoffs, that would be huge at this point. But it doesn't look real good right now. And you know, it's pretty significant for Greg Sankey to come out today and basically admit, you know, look, this is not looking good right now, because all of these guys, these and women, these ADs and commissioners, usually they want to put a positive spin on stuff. The glass is half full. So for him to admit that publicly, I think is pretty telling.
Well, and I also think it was optics-wise, it was different because everybody across the country has seemingly had this belief that the SEC will do whatever they have to play football. But the clear-cut rationalization, like you just said, is if we're already telling students most likely you will not come back on campus after Thanksgiving, the likelihood of you being able to play through November is low to zero at best.
Yeah, I mean, Bob Bowlsby, the Big 12 commissioner, has talked about that his concern was once you start the season, how far into the season can you get before there's major interruptions or possibly not being able to finish the season? You know, they're afraid that the virus would increase when you get into the colder months. That's a real possibility. You know, but certainly with the students, you know, they don't want the students to be on campus and then go home for Thanksgiving break and then come back a week later and finish up with a couple more weeks. So I think that's more semantics on why they, once they leave to go home, they don't want them to come back until the spring. But, you know, there's just so many question marks, so many unknowns, and that's kind of why it was surprising that the Big Ten came out on Wednesday and announced they were going to go conference only. Not necessarily a surprise that they were going conference only, but a surprise they would make that announcement this early when pretty much everybody in college football has said, you know, the end of July or August 1st was the target date to kind of make a definitive decision on the upcoming season. So people around the college athletics that I talked to are kind of wondering, like, what was the sense of urgency on the Big Ten's part to come out Wednesday and make this announcement when you really don't gain anything by being the first power league to announce you're doing conference only. You know, that was kind of a mystery, but who knows? We'll find out.
He's America's own college football insider at Brett_McMurphy is how you find him on Twitter. Works for Stadium Sports Network, one of the best in the business. Brett, when you talk to the people at these institutions that you do as one of the most plugged-in insiders in the country, what budgetary question marks do these schools have? Because the money that is always brought in from the NCAA tournament, which obviously was axed here in 2020, and now, you know, Father Football, which also could go by the wayside. Do you expect more or even more drastic moves like we saw at Stanford with the elimination of sports and completely programs? Or what do you think the fallout truly is if there is no college football in 2020?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, in the past few months, I've done a number of reports and talked to, you know, reached out to all 130 of the FBS athletic directors and, you know, asked them how optimistic they were about the upcoming season. If we didn't have a season, you know, kind of like what you mentioned, what would be the fallout? And the responses I got were doomsday, catastrophic. It would make the Great Depression, you know, look like a cakewalk. You know, one group of five ADs summed it up best. I said, what if we don't have football in the upcoming academic year? And he said, look, Brett, it's simple. We will all be bleeped. And, you know, it's a great quote. It gets a chuckle, but that's the blunt truth. And like you mentioned, you've seen a number of schools that have dropped non-revenue sports, specifically at the group five level. Then you had Stanford drop 11 sports, the first Power Five school. And that's based on not having the NCAA tournament. That's based on the financial impact of COVID. Just yesterday, Florida State announced significant budget cuts. Coach Mike Norvell will be taking a 25% pay cut. Mm. That's the highest in the nation, along with Western Michigan's Tim Lester. I mean, whether you're making a minimum wage or, you know, $200,000 a year, you know, 25% of your salary is pretty significant. And that's not even factoring in, are we going to have an abbreviated football season? Are we not going to have a football season? If we don't have a football season, I'm afraid to say that I think there will be a number of group of five schools that either drop football or drop to the FCS level. And that's kind of the fear that's facing everybody in college athletics right now.
And Brett, working and participating in the lower levels, the Division III's of the world in college sports, there's so many universities that budgets, not only athletically, but also, you know, it dips into other avenues as well. You know, financially, a lot of these institutions bank so highly on this money that you talked about Mike Norvell over at Florida State, but more and more universities with the incredible facilities that are built and the expenditures that they do to bring in recruits, all of that and the revenue that's brought in from maybe just this one sport, a lot of teams will break even in college basketball and call that good, that it will hamstring and be somewhat of a death sentence to a lot even more Power Five schools than maybe people are expecting?
Yeah, because the difference between, you know, like the Division III, Division II or whatever, those guys aren't reliant on the TV money. They're, you know, they've established their budgets based on attendance and different factors. So they're not, in a weird way, they're actually in a better position. You know, it's apples to oranges, but comparable to the Power Five or Group of Five schools, because, you know, the Group of Five schools, they just lost all their big money paydays with the Pac-12 and Big Ten going conference only, the ACC expected to do the same. you know, now you've got a school like Bowling Green that had two Big Ten games. They were supposed to make over $2 million in those games. So when they're figuring out their budgets, they're looking in 2020 and saying, well, we're getting $2 million that year, and that's going to go for here and there. Now that $2 million is gone. USF is scheduled to play at Texas. If the Big 12 goes conference only, that's a $1.9 million payday that USF's not going to get. When they're doing their budget, they look at that. Every school does that. And so those smaller schools, they're losing out on these $1 million, and that's significant because they don't have the big monster TV deals that the Power Five schools have. So that's what really is going to kill the Group of Five. And then as far as the Power Five, if you don't have a full season, you're not going to get, you know, if you've been getting $30, $40 million a year in TV rights revenue, that check is not going to come if you're not having a full season, if you're only having a half season. And believe me, most of these schools, like you said, they're already spending this stuff on building buildings, on recruiting, on coaches' salaries, et cetera, et cetera. And so now all of a sudden your revenue's cut, slashed in half, slashed 75%. And these presidents and ADs are going to have to make some very difficult decisions on how to recoup some of that money. And unfortunately, some of the answers are eliminating sports. And that's kind of the situation that we're currently in. And it's going to get a lot worse if we don't have football during the 2021 academic year.
Brett McMurphy joining us for a couple of more minutes. Really appreciate your time, Brett, here on a Saturday. Just one final thing for you. As you know, we try to forecast through here with college football, and if it is indeed, you know, ousted for the entire 2020 season, what kind of impact do you think that has into 2021, you know, draft-wise, prospect-wise, or do you believe, you know, the NCAA simply grants everybody the extra year and it almost goes as a pause?
Well, I would think they would grant everybody an extra year. If there's no season, you can't say you've lost a year of eligibility.
Right.
But then also, if you've got a guy that would have been draft eligible after this season, you have to let him go also. So that's in the most simplest way I would do it. But certainly there will be, you know, millions of committee hours spent debating this. But, yeah, if you've got a guy that's would be draft eligible after the 2020 season and you don't have a season, I don't think it's fair to him to say you have to play another season in college. They should be allowed to go. But on the flip side, if you've got a kid that's a senior this year, he should be allowed to come back and play his senior year. Yeah, that could be a mess for roster management, but you know what? That's just something they got to deal with. And that's going to be one of many challenges they're going to have, you know, moving forward. But that's a great question and something that, you know, that they're going to have to look at and figure out down the road.
Brett, I lied. One final quick one on the way out here. As you look at the just how vital this football season is to these universities, do you think that there's any way that to get sports and get football, more importantly, played in 2020, that there would be any budge on the amateurism argument that's clouded the NCAA for years and years?
No, because if they said, oh, we're going to start paying the players tomorrow, that's still not going to change the university president's decision on if it's safe to have football or bring students back and that sort of thing. So I really don't think even if they could do that overnight that would impact it. You know, the big thing with the colleges compared with the pro leagues is the pro leagues, they can take leagues and like the NBA, they can put them all in Orlando, or the NHL, they can go and put everybody in two cities. You can't do that for college football. And so you've got teams scattered all over the country. I mean, heck, even in the same conference, you've got the SEC with 14 members. You've got the Big Ten with 14 members. Those members are spread out over 11 states. So you may have, you know, situations within your conference where teams from different states, you know, have different levels of the virus outbreak that could prohibit or limit participation. And so that's the biggest challenge going forward for these schools and universities. And again, it's, you know, it literally changes seemingly every day. Hopefully it gets better in the next few weeks. But I think for college football fans, you know, by the end of July, we'll have a pretty good idea what the landscape will look like as far as the upcoming college football season, if there is one.
And once we have a determination, I know at @Brett_McMurphy is the place to go, because he is America's own college football insider. Brett McMurphy joining us from Stadium Sports. Brett, really appreciate the time, man, here on a Saturday. Stay safe, and we'll talk soon. Thank you very much again.
You got it. Anytime.
That's Brett McMurphy joining us here. Bill Schmidt in on SB Nation Radio. We're coming right back here. Don't go anywhere.